many people would love to live in the beautiful Austrian Alps. This couple decided the wide open spaces of eastern Arizona were the better place to be. So why did they move here and open a business? The answer, and the rebirth they gave to a blighted property, is this edition of The American Countryside.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination and open up a world of possibilities for a young person. That's why 4-H has taken on the commitment of fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country, 4-H is growing the next generation of great thinkers.
1 million new scientists.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
Mona Holler and her husband lived in Europe and had traveled the world. One area of this country appealed to the couple, and they decided to move to this town of 5,000 and make a living.
We decided the Southwest is ours, and Holbrook was by chance. It was the price from the motel because it was messed up.
The Austrian couple moved to Holbrook, Arizona, applied for an investor's visa, and put their money in that motel that she says was messed up.
It was an eyesore, inside and outside. It was closed for about 9 years, and we had to do everything new, the plumbing, the electrician, everything. So it took us about 8 months.
They did the work themselves. The old motel on Route 66 needed a lot of work, but in 2011 it made its debut as the Globetrotter Lodge. They've renovated 10 rooms thus far. They stand out from other options in town, or the state for that matter.
Yeah, just a little bit different than the rooms from the motel chains. It's a little bit different decorated, and we have handmade things. Books in the rooms, bookshelves, and I wanted to make it a little bit homey.
More and more folks keep stopping in Holbrook. The allure of Route 66 has brought them to this highway.
Yes, most of them. Yeah, and also a lot of people from Europe because Route 66 is famous.
In fact, many of their guests are from their old home continent of Europe. Mona says Holbrook won't be the place they retire, but it's fun for now. And the American Southwest, with its sun and little rain, pleases her. It's an advantage over their old home in Austria.
No, it's snow shoveling for us because we are from the Alps. It's great. That's what we like most.
Traveling the countryside in Holbrook, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.